This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Three suspects have been charged with murder in last month's deadly rock-throwing spree west of Denver. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
The suspects, all 18-year-olds, allegedly killed a young woman as they randomly threw landscaping rocks at moving cars in parts of Boulder and Jefferson counties. The Jeffco DA's office filed 13 charges in district court Wednesday, including first-degree murder. The suspects are also charged with injuring at least three other drivers during the spree. The 18-year-olds face life in prison if convicted of first-degree murder. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The Senate voted to keep tariffs on solar panels from four Southeast Asian nations. Supporters say the tariffs help counter China. Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper voted against the measure. Bennett argued that tariffs are counterproductive.
And we know the jobs that are at stake here. Tens of thousands of jobs that could go away. $1 billion of tariffs, of taxes, that our solar industry would have to pay.
The House passed the resolution last week with Colorado Republicans supporting the tariffs and Democrats voting to keep a two-year moratorium in place. The White House has vowed to veto the resolution. Pilots at Fort Carson have been allowed to resume air operations after Army officials grounded all helicopters last week. Safety reviews were required after three U.S. soldiers, including one from Colorado Springs, died Thursday in a helicopter collision. Army investigators have not determined what caused the crash, which happened in a mountainous part of interior Alaska.